Beta-alanine helps delay muscle fatigue, allowing you to maintain your pace for longer periods of time. By buffering lactic acid, you can push your lactate threshold higher, enabling you to run at faster paces before fatigue sets in. A study showed that beta-alanine supplementation could improve sprint performance at the end of endurance events, giving you that extra edge in the final stretch. In races from 800 meters to 5,000 meters, may see the most significant improvements due to the balance of intensity and duration. Welcome to the PT Rebels podcast. This is the place to learn how you can become a PT Rebel and take charge of your own health and wellness. We will help you find answers to your questions about pain, injury, and the path towards healing in the most efficient and effective way possible. I'm your host, Dr. Gina Fick. Welcome back to the PT Rebels podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be discussing the effective use of beta-alanine for runners and how it can aid in sports performance. We'll be diving deep into this supplement and exploring its benefits for both sprinters and distance runners. So let's get started. What is beta-alanine? We carry the thorn version of beta-alanine in our clinic, and we have seen it become a very popular supplement because of its effectiveness with our athletes. Beta-alanine is a non-essential amino acid that plays a crucial role in athletic performance. When ingested, it combines with histidine in your muscles to form carcinine, a dipeptide that acts as a powerful buffer against lactic acid buildup. The key functions of beta-alanine are that it increases muscle carcinine levels, buffers lactic acid, delays muscle fatigue, and improves endurance and power output for athletes. Let's talk specifically about how beta-alanine helps sprinters. So sprinters, listen up. While beta-alanine is often associated with endurance activities, it can still offer significant benefits for your explosive performances. Some of the benefits for sprinters are improved anaerobic capacity, enhanced power output, improved performance for the 400 meter dash, better training capacity, and in particular, let's dive a little bit deeper into those benefits and explain what those things mean. In terms of improved anaerobic capacity for sprinters, beta-alanine supplementation has been shown to increase anaerobic capacity, allowing you to produce more power during those short, intense bursts of speed. Secondly, with enhanced power output, by increasing muscle carcinine levels, beta-alanine can help you maintain a stronger start and sustain your speed throughout the sprint. In terms of potential improved performance in the 400 meter, while shorter sprints may not benefit as much, events like the 400 or 800 meter could see improvements in performance due to the increased duration and lactic acid production. In terms of better training capacity, even if race day benefits are limited for very short sprints, beta-alanine can help you train harder and longer, potentially leading to better overall performance gains. Let's break this down for distance runners now. Beta-alanine can be a game changer for those longer events. Specifically for distance runners, the benefits include increased endurance, improved lactate threshold, enhanced finishing kick, and potential benefits for middle distance events as well. Beta-alanine helps delay muscle fatigue, allowing you to maintain your pace for longer periods of time. By buffering lactic acid, you can push your lactate threshold higher, enabling you to run at faster paces before fatigue sets in. A study showed that beta-alanine supplementation could improve sprint performance at the end of endurance events, giving you that extra edge in the final stretch. And races from 800 meters to 5,000 meters may see the most significant improvements due to the balance of intensity and duration. To get the most out of beta-alanine, let's discuss dosage and timing. The recommended dosage is 4 to 6 grams of beta-alanine per day, divided into smaller doses. Consistent supplementation for at least 2 to 4 weeks is necessary to see noticeable improvements. This is better dosed consistently on a daily basis. And in particular, let's discuss timing strategies because we get that question a lot here in the clinic. Some athletes prefer taking beta-alanine about 30 minutes before workouts. Others opt for consistent daily intake regardless of workout timing. You can experiment to find out what works best for you. I think the thing that athletes have reported to us most consistently is they feel like they have a delay in that lactate buildup and they are able to get more out of their workouts. Let's discuss potential side effects and considerations. While beta-alanine is generally a very safe supplement, there are a few things to keep in mind. This is probably one of the most important things to listen to in terms of potential side effects, because a lot of people become very concerned when they have this first symptom, and that's paresthesia or a tingling sensation. Some people who take beta-alanine experience a harmless tingling sensation, which can be minimized by taking smaller and more frequent doses. This happens because as the blood vessels dilate and there's increased local blood flow, you may experience that tingling sensation. The effectiveness of beta-alanine may vary from person to person, and benefits are typically more pronounced in activities lasting 1 to 4 minutes. When combining beta-alanine with other supplements, if you're looking to maximize your performance, you can consider combining beta-alanine with these other proven supplements. Number one would be creatine. There's a very powerful combination that occurs when you take creatine and beta-alanine because that can enhance both power and endurance. The second supplement that you can combine with beta-alanine that can have significant effects is caffeine. Caffeine can complement beta-alanine's effects by improving focus and reducing perceived exertion. Let's talk about real-world applications of the beta-alanine. Let's break this down and talk about how you can incorporate beta-alanine into your training regimen. For sprinters, focus on using beta-alanine to enhance your training capacity and pay special attention to its effects during 400-meter training and races. Use it to improve recovery between high-intensity sets. For distance runners, you should incorporate beta-alanine into your pre-race nutrition plan for events 800 meters and longer. Use it to push your lactate threshold higher during tempo runs and interval sessions, and pay attention to improvements in finishing your kick during those races. In conclusion, beta-alanine offers promising benefits for both sprinters and distance runners. And while its effects may be more pronounced in middle distance events, athletes across the spectrum can potentially enhance their performance through proper supplementation with beta-alanine. It's always important to remember that supplements are just one piece of the puzzle. Combining beta-alanine use with proper training, nutrition, and recovery yield the best results. And as always, consult with a healthcare professional or sports nutritionist before adding any new supplement to your regimen. That wraps up our podcast on beta-alanine for runners. I hope you find this information valuable and applicable to your training. And until next time, keep pushing your limits and striving for excellence in your running journey.